Welcome to Dairy News. I'm Greg Mills, and today I have with me Tony Dowman. A big question for many dairy farmers is how many cows should I be running for the area that I have? So if I'm trying to work out my optimum stocking rate, how do I actually do that?
Firstly, you need to understand how much cows eat a year. And the average cow eats about 6 tonnes of dry matter per year, of which about 4 tonnes of that 6 tonnes needs to be in the form of forage, and preferably homegrown forage, because that's the cheapest source of forage available. And it also justifies why you own the land in the first place. If your pasture utilisation figures is 8 tonnes of dry matter per hectare per year, and you want to have each cow eating 4 tonnes of that forage per year, then obviously your stocking rate is 2 cows to the hectare, because 2 times 4 equals 8. If you're utilising, say, 12 tonnes of dry matter per hectare per year, which is getting up to where we'd like to see farmers performing, then your stocking rate would then be about 3 cows per hectare is what you'd be running. Very hard to get past that 12 tonnes of dry matter per hectare per year without starting to incorporate some form of cropping, such as maize silage. Technically, we can get over 40 tonnes of dry matter per hectare per year if you do triple cropping in the forms of, say, maize silage and brassicas and ryegrass, for argument's sake. But that is a very intensive system to adopt. It is achievable, but if you start doing that, then your stocking rate's around about 10 cows per hectare per year. So it always comes out about the same when you're trying, if you think that each cow really needs to eat 4 tonnes of dry matter of homegrown food. And I don't care whether the cows eat that directly or it goes via a hay shed or your silage pit. As long as that's coming off from homegrown food, then that means your business is in the most profitable part.
Looking at business profit, what sort of key performance indicators would I be looking at to see whether I am at that optimum stocking rate?
You really need to know your pasture utilisation, your tonnes of dry matter per hectare per year. That's calculated by looking at how much purchase feed comes onto the property, which then gets discounted off the total milk production to work out how many litres of milk was produced from homegrown feed. And from that, we can then calculate what was the tonnes of dry matter per hectare grown. So that's a really good indicator as to whether you're in the profit zone or not, and will also tell you what your stocking rate should be. The other one is the cost of homegrown feed. There's not much point growing homegrown feed at $300 per tonne if you can buy it for $250 a tonne. We need to get the cost of homegrown feed somewhere between probably $100 and $125, $130 a tonne for homegrown food on today's prices, where we really need to be. Otherwise, why own the land? Because land ownership is all about growing food for cows.
So looking at that, people who are considering maybe moving more from a pasture system towards a feedlotting system, or feeding more on pads and more introduced feed, is there money in that? And if there is, how do you decide whether there is?
Yeah, with a feedlot dairy, for argument's sake, the first question I would ask is, where's the food coming from? Is it coming off your land and you're basically cut and carrying, or are you just have a very, very small land, block of land with the cows on it, and then you're purchasing all the food from somebody else to grow the food for you? If it's your own land growing the food, the same principles apply. You really need to have the cows eating about 4 tonnes of your food per year. And as I said before, it doesn't matter whether it goes straight down the animal's neck or going via the hay shed or silage pit and ending up being fed on your food pad. The maths works out exactly the same. If you're going to go pure feed lotting, what you've got to do then is say, well, what's the money I've saved without land ownership? And that's the money that you're going to invest in paying a high price of purchase food. And then you just do the sum and say, well, the profit or return on investment for my feedlot dairy is this much, where the return on the investment for a pasture-based system is going to be something different, which one makes me the most money and also gives me the most enjoyment at the end of the day is the system that you'll tend to gravitate towards.
Thank you, Tony.
Users rely on the information in this podcast at their own risk. The Department of Industry and Investment and the State of New South Wales do not warrant nor represent that the information is complete, current, reliable, nor error-free, and they disclaim any liability concerning the podcast to the extent permitted by law. Details about disclaimers, privacy, and copyright are available on our website at www.dpi.nsw.gov.au/legal or by calling 02 63 91 3552.